This is your old friend Stolen Tongue greeting you and wishing you the time of day, sending you a little gift of song as I journey along, and I hope will give warmth to your heart and bring a smile of recollection to your lips or a happy thought to your mind. While I was a-setting up last week one night a-writing, my young daughter came in from a party with a little inflated balloon that they had had as souvenirs at the party. And she proceeded to bounce it over to me, and kid-like, I bounced it right back. And as it did, my finger poked a hole in the balloon, and bang, it went. Yep, busted right in midair. It was a surprise, I can tell you, and sort of a shock to have a pretty thing like that floating on air before your eyes. And then suddenly to hear a bang and have to hunt all over the place to find what's left. And then pick up a tiny piece of flat rubber that's anything but attractive. It was there a minute before, light and pretty. Well, what's become of it? Must have been just a bubble. I'm forever blowing bubbles, pretty bubbles in the air. They fly so high, they nearly reach the sky. Then like my dreams, they fade and die. Fortune's always hiding. I've searched everywhere. I'm forever blowing bubbles, pretty bubbles. I was mighty sorry to see that pretty little thing blow up that way. It got me to thinking of some folks who float around and look good, all bloated up with hot air until somebody jags them and then they blow up and bust. And you have to hunt all around for the broken pieces and try and patch them up again. Did you ever see a sicklier-looking thing than a flat tire on an automobile? Especially if the car had tried to run on it for a few blocks. Oh, my. It sure has had its tongue hanging out. And it's mighty glad to have someone lift the weight of responsibility off of the back of its neck. As I went down to the wintry sea, I saw three witches watching me, and they screamed, and they laughed, as they heard the black northeaster blow. Then they cried, "You silly young sailor bones, you'll very soon dine with Davy Jones." Says I, "Avast," and I doffs my hat. There's lots to be done ere it comes to that. Yo-ho, yo-ho, yo-ho. So I went poling over the rolling, over the rolling sea. They may keep their croak for the other folk, but they won't frighten me. So I went bowling over the rolling folk. They keep their croak for the other folk, but they won't frighten me. But when I came to the open sea, I saw three cruisers watching me. Yes, three black cruisers all in reach, and a brand new gun in the bows of each. And they hailed me, "Oh, you silly young tar, we'll send you down where the fishes are." Says I, "Come along if that's your game, let's see if I can play the same." Yeho, yeho, yeho. The rolling sea. We put three shots in their lobster pots so they can't frighten me. So we went bowling over the rolling sea. We put three shots in their lobster pots so they won't frighten me. I stepped upon the quay. There were three pretty maids who watched for me. Three pretty maids who looked so nice. I kissed them once, I kissed them twice. "You loved me best," said the first to me. "You loved me first," said number three. "I'll never give you up," said number two. So what was a sailor boy to do? Yeho, yeho, yeho. Oh, we went strolling down by the rolling sea. If you can't be true to one or two, you're much better off with three. So we went strolling down by the rolling sea. If you can't be true to one or two, well, you're much better off with three. You know, bluff to me is one of the worst diseases that I know of. Because it's so hard to cure, and the longer it is allowed to remain in a person, the worse it gets. And then when it's called to an accountant, or somebody decides to operate on the victim of the disease, it leaves the patient so weak that it takes a long, long time for him to recuperate. like the little balloon. It just goes all to pieces. It's sort of like one has been dreaming and they're dazed for a long time to come. Speaking of bluff and ego and hot air and some folks being afflicted with all three reminds me of a little song about two little birds and what happened as a result of their thinking that they could bluff each other. A little magpie sat upon a rail. It might have been a Wednesday week when one little magpie rubbed his tail against the other little magpie's beak. Said that little magpie to the other, "Well, really, upon my word, it's more than flesh and blood can stand from a magpie or any other bird. From a magpie or any other bird." So they fought and they bit and they scratched and they bit till all that was left upon that rail was the beak of one of those little magpies and the other little magpie's tail. Till the dawn's new day, we wish you peace upon your way. May he who watches from above smile down on you with all his love. Bye now. Goodbye, everybody. We've had a happy time once more. Goodbye, everybody. Friendship's knocking at your door. Clouds may hide your silver lining, but beyond you'll find the blue. So goodbye, everybody.